Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan. Brilliance of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn Ilm-e-Deen. A moment spent in learning Ilm-e-Deen is better than the nafli ibadat of whole day and whole night. The topic which we are going to discuss is about strong believer is better than the weak believer. It is very important as believers we should keep ourselves strong from many angles. And the detail, inshallah, azza wa jal, would be explained in this discourse. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, according to Almighty Allah azza wa jal, strong believer is better than the weak believer and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there is goodness in each one of them. So you should desire something which is beneficial for you. Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not become weak or powerless. And if any calamity reaches you, you should not say, if I have done this way, then this or that would have happened. Rather, say this way, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distant and whatever he willed, he did. Because the word if opens the evil actions. In this hadith mubarakah, we learnt about the strong believer and the weak believer. And we learnt that strong believer is better than the weak believer according to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allama Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi, he says that quwwat, the power, the strength which is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah is about preparation of the hereafter and a strong struggle of a person on doing the good deeds, on doing the right things. So whoever has these sifat, these qualities, you will see that he will be in forefront against the enemies. He would be working very hard, inviting people towards the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and stopping them from evil. And any difficulty which would reach to him in these activities, he will be patient. He would be performing salat, fasting, dhikr and adhkar and other nekis with strength and with complete enthusiasm, and he would be regular on that. So the person who has these qualities, he is regarded as strong believer. Hafiz Qadi Abul Fadl Iyaz alayhi rahmatullah al-Wahhab, he has given two definitions of strong believer. One is the same as Imam Nawawi has given, and the second definition which Hazrat Abul Fadl Iyad, or Qazi Iyad in short we say, he has given, that strong Muslim is that person who is strong with the reference of his wealth. In other words, he is wealthy and he spends in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he does not desire worldly benefits, or he is not greedy of wealth or collecting more wealth through the wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him. Rather, he spends that wealth in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allama Mulla Ali Qari alayhi rahmatullah al-Bari, he says, strong believer is that person who is strong in his iman, in his yaqeen, in his aqeedah, and he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so strongly that he does not look at causes, but he would look at Musabbibul Asbab, who is the creator of causes. And that is Allah Azza wa Jal. And according to one saying, strong Muslim is that who stays amongst the people, he mingles with them, and the difficulty he faces in staying with them, he is patient and he does not complain about it. And he teaches them goodness, he advises them goodness. And there's a hadith mubarakah which endorses this definition, which Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reports, that a believer who mingles with people and he is patient, he makes sabr on the difficulties which reach to him by the people, he is better than that believer who does not mingle with people, nor he is patient on the aziyat, on the takleef which reaches to him by the people. Allama Qurtubi alayhi rahmatullah al-Qawi, he says, strong believer is that who is strong bodily and who is strong with his intentions, that with the strong intention he leads his nafs to do the good things, and his body is strong to perform ibadat such as hajj, roza, inviting people towards the path of goodness, and many other good deeds where you require bodily power. So instead of spending the power on useless things, as a lot of people, maybe they're strong bodily, but they are more involved in games, in plays, in bodybuilding, and all other unnecessary activities, and many of them are useless activities. So real strong person with reference of body is that person who does not get tired by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is in forefront to perform the ibadat of Allah azza wa jal. And then it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that there is goodness in both of them. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullah ta'ala says, a mu'min, whether he is strong or he is weak, they are not empty of beautiful qualities, sifat of khair and goodness. Because iman is a quality which is the best quality amongst the good qualities. So therefore, both have goodness in them. Even though the strong believer is better than the weak believer, but both have goodness. And it is mentioned in this Hadith Mubarakah that you should be haris or greedy towards things which are beneficial for you. The word hirs is used in this Hadith Mubarakah, and hirs means increase in khahishat, in desires. And the bad hirs or greed is that after you get your share, you have greed to take the share of other person as well. Or your heart is not filled with something and you want it more. This is also called hirs, and the person is called haris. And normally it is used in negative way, that person is greedy, means greedy of wealth or worldly comforts and luxuries. Whereas person can be greedy of good things and person can be greedy of bad things. For example, if he is greedy of wealth, we say maal ka haris, mean greedy of wealth. A person can be greedy of food, that he wants to eat a lot. A person can be greedy of performing good deeds. Or even person can be greedy of sins, that he loves to commit more and more sins. Allama Muhammad bin Allan Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala says that we should become greedy to attain those things in matters of our deen and dunya which are beneficial for our deen, for our children, for our family, and help us to develop and practice upon good akhlaq, the good character. Allama Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that the meaning of hirs, the greed which is mentioned in this hadith, is that one should become greedy on the itaat, farma bardari, and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the in'am and the favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does upon the good doers, one should have tendency towards it. And in order to attain that, one should seek the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, and one should be greedy towards it. One should not be lazy to attain it. Towards the end of Hadith Mubarakah, The sifat, the qualities of strong believers are mentioned, that strong believer is that who is pleased with the taqdeer, with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He hands over all his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the exclusivity of a kamil Muslim, a complete Muslim, that he does not look at the cause, he looks at the creator of the cause, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he adopts those causes, but his complete trust is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes in the mashiyat of Allah more than his tadbeer, means he believes in the plan of Allah azza wa jal, in the destiny than his plans. And if calamity reaches him, he believes firmly that all that is happening with the will of Allah azza wa jal. My owner, my Allah is Qadir Mutlaq. He is unconditionally powerful. He does whatever he wills. Nobody can stop him. There's a hadith mubarakah. Huzur Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whatever you are going to get, it cannot happen that you would not get it. And what you were not supposed to get it, it cannot happen that you may get it. In other words, whatever is in your destiny that you will attain or you will get, nobody can stop that. And if it's in your destiny that you are not going to get it, nobody can help you to get that. And towards the end of this hadith mubarakah, it is taught to us that in the matters of fate and taqdeer and destiny, there should not be ifs and buts. Person needs to trust the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and firmly. Mufassir Shahir, Muhaddith Kabir, Hakim ul Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala says, because if you say these kind of things, for example, if I have done this, then this would have happened or that would have happened, your heart is also grieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also displeased. Person is saying that if I sold my goods at this particular time, then I would have received a great profit, but I made a mistake that I did not sell it at that time, I'm selling it now. So I have done a great blunder, I made a mistake. So this kind of thinking and speech and talking is condemned in this hadith mubarakah. But in the dini matters, the using the word if is good. For example, if I did this ibadat, if I gave that charity, if I have done that good deed, I would have attained sawab, I would have benefited, it would have been better for me for the hereafter. So using the word if for the issues of ibadat and for the betterment of akhirah, that is allowed. But using the word if in the matters of dunya, which is related to taqdeer, that is prohibited. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, we learn from this discourse that in every situation we should trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To face hardship in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be patient on the difficulties that we face, which are coming from the people. One should remain pleased with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the sifat and the qualities of strong believer. So every believer should try to obtain these qualities. And we learn that from the good things, the afdal, the best goodness is iman. And every Muslim is possessor of iman. Therefore, if Muslim is strong or weak, they still have this great khair, this goodness with them. However, their status is different according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learned from this hadith mubarakah that greed itself is not bad. It's being bad or it's being good is based on our action. If person has greed for good deeds, this is commendable, worthy of praise. And if the greed is in worldly matters with evil intention, then that is criticized and condemned. So therefore, one should become greedy for good deeds, for the affairs of hereafter, and not become greedy with bad intention regarding the matters of this dunya. We also learn from this discourse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to do the good deeds. Till His help is not there, we cannot do any good deed, we cannot do amal-e saliha. So it is not possible for us to be pious, to do good deeds, to perform good actions, pious actions, if Allah's help is not there. So therefore we should always seek tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal, divine help of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we can continue doing the good deeds. And we learn that if there is any test in our destiny written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we will have to face, we must learn to be patient. We should never take what words of ungratefulness from our tongue, because by doing so the good deeds are wasted. So we must learn how to be patient. We should remain happy with the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal. And no matter how difficult the test is, we facing our taqdeer, our destiny, we should not object upon it. We must take it with patience, face it with patience. And in every matter of ours, we should believe firmly upon the taqdeer of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if person uses words like ifs and buts in the matters of taqdeer, that shows that person is denying the taqdeer, or it indicates, or it creates doubts that person maybe is denying the taqdeer. Therefore, one should not use these kind of words, and these kind of words are prohibited in Hadith-e-Mubarakah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong mu'min, strong believer, that with our wealth, with our bodily power, with our strong, firm intentions, we must always be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being pleased with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being patient on difficulties and calamities that we face, which are part of our taqdeer. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan.